This podcast is meant for mature audiences only and contains strong sexual language. I am the Bomber.
And I'm the Belle.
And we are a black married professional couple.
And on this podcast, we share our experiences and tips as we traverse the swinger lifestyle.
Welcome to the Black
and Kinky
Lifestyle. Okay, welcome to episode 17.
17?
Yeah, I think this is episode 17. Or else it's going to be really awkward when, like, I post this show and it's titled differently than what I'm saying right now. Been a busy week.
Yes.
Both of us have just been, like, out of town.
Yeah, I kind of started a new job, so.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
I'll be out of town a lot.
But today, I titled this episode, Lifestyle Partner Stats.
Mm-hmm.
So it's sort of like sports stats, like if you have player stats and player attributes.
Right.
No matter what sport you're talking about, like everybody has their own status or stats. And those stats are what define the player's value in the game, right?
Yes.
In some ways, you know. So we wanted to talk about this because, well, there are a number of reasons. Because oftentimes, if I'm looking at a couple, right? So
right.
I'll find a couple on SLS, and then I'll send you their picture. So
and there's... I'll be like, no.
Most of the time, you just be like, no. Because the Belle has high standards in her men.
Mm-hmm.
But
I don't even know. No, they really aren't even that high.
You'd be having some real particulars. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Some of these dudes don't be trying. That's all I'm gonna say.
Well, so that's why I wanted to talk about this because, like, I feel like if I showed you a picture,
yeah,
of a dude. What's that Maxwell video? Is it Maxwell video where he's like butt ass naked and he's singing and the camera's going around?
That's
him.
D'Angelo.
It was one of them. All right, D'Angelo. D'Angelo's a sexy man, or he's sexy in that video.
Mm-hmm.
But he wasn't wearing no clothes, right?
Right.
So my point is, like, if D'Angelo had a, like, if somebody in the lifestyle on their profile had a body like that,
mm-hmm,
it would be okay if he had a bad sense of humor or a poor sense of humor. Or it would be more okay than if he was unattractive.
Like in his face? Like if his face was unattractive?
No, that's not.
Because his body would be attractive.
No.
I don't understand. Instead of he looked like D'Angelo in the video.
I'm saying, D'Angelo is just an example of a good-looking man. So
right.
Six-pack, body's tight.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see... Maybe he doesn't know how to dress that well. My thing is, let's say a guy like that, you know, was a potential partner of yours in the lifestyle,
okay,
and he didn't dress well.
Yeah.
Would you, in many cases, you get turned off by folks not dressing right?
Yes, but that often comes with other issues.
Yes. Yeah, I understand that.
I haven't run into the situation where, like, dude has a nice body, but hasn't quite found his personal style. I haven't run into that yet.
Okay, all right. So clearly it was a bad example.
Mm-hmm.
My whole point is that maybe you'd be willing to tolerate things that you otherwise wouldn't tolerate if the guy looked really, really good. Is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yes. So that's what I mean. So they could be really extremely good on one thing and, like, not so good on another thing, and it's okay. And so I just want to pinpoint what those things are. That's what I wanted to talk about, because we had an experience recently where there was this couple that wasn't that attractive,
mm-hmm,
and they clearly wanted to play with us,
mm,
and we had absolutely no desire to do it.
Not at all.
And I was thinking, well, why don't I have a desire to play with this couple? Is it because the woman is unattractive? That can't be it, because I've slept with people in the lifestyle that I wasn't that physically attracted to.
Mm-hmm.
But then it got me thinking, the reason why I couldn't tolerate that from this particular partner was because she had no personality either. And her sense of style was off a little bit to me, too.
Mm-hmm.
So it became more difficult to tolerate the unattractiveness,
right,
if that makes sense.
Yes.
And so that's what got me thinking of this episode. So I wanted to talk about what attraction, you know, what some of those other attributes are. So personality and physical look is like two examples, but there's probably a couple of other ones. So, but before we get into that, I wanted to talk about sticky pages. I wanted to talk sticky about our last pages. Experience.
Yeah.
So you remember what happened?
Yeah, so, our last experience was a hotel social, a More Getaways hotel social. And it was a big group this mm-hmm. time. I think it was full.
Yeah, it was full. Definitely full.
A lot of nice couples were there, and mm-hmm. some single males and some single females.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It was a group.
Yeah, it was a good group. So this was a More Getaways hotel social. So they do one of these, I think, like every month.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, their information will be in the show notes. Oh yeah, I forgot to say, if you're listening now, subscribe, like, rate, do all that good stuff. I meant to say it earlier, but I'm saying it now. Anyway, back to a More Getaway. So Amore Getaways had posted this event on SLS, and the RSVP list just kept growing and growing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the last time I checked, and I haven't seen the RSVP list get this high, it was like at like 50 or mm-hmm. maybe just under 50. So people really wanted to go to this thing. Unfortunately, the event did fill up. And, you know, there were a few couples that were sending us messages like, hey, what's up? Did you get the information to get to the hotel social yet? Because Amore Getaway sends that a location like last, you know,
yeah.
they send that the day
they
of,
have, yeah.
You know, more so for making sure people aren't just showing up that weren't invited and didn't pay.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes, yeah, you got to get on these things early. You got to RSVP early and pay.
Right, and like, yeah, send your money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think it's, so yeah, a lot of people were trying to get to this party, and yeah, they missed one, quite a good hotel social, because I had a good time.
Yeah, I had a good time, too.
Yeah. Any particular highlights for you?
It was more of a chill experience.
Mm-hmm.
But it was still, I still had a good time. I played with a few folks, some old, some new.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a couple we met at the cabin getaway at Amore Getaways that was there.
Mm-hmm.
And I really wanted to play with the wife of that couple. I can't remember where they were from. I want to say it was either Texas. Okay, it was Texas. So they were our Texas couple. And you got to play with the husband at the cabin getaway.
Yeah.
And I got to play with her finally this time. But it's interesting how she came. We came to play with each other because there was another couple there, and the woman was she had a nice body. She had a big booty.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she was curvy. And, you know, I think we were doing the massage train thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then, she started playing with me. Like, before that game was over, people were still trying to get their massages, but she was ready to go. So she's going down on me or whatever. And then, you know, it's her turn. And this, this is really interesting because, like, I'm doing my tongue and finger thing, which I have slowly mastered over the years. And so I'm doing my thing. I'm at that point where it seems like she's about to, you know, have her exorcism. And then she like starts to freak out a little bit because I don't know if she's ever felt it before, or maybe she felt something coming and she was like afraid. So she was like, oh, we gotta stop. And then, you know, she just kind of ran out of the room.
Oh.
And before I could figure out what happened, the Texas wife said, oh, okay, well, I guess I'm next.
Said, so whatever that is, I want some of it. Like, bitches run out the room.
And then we started playing, and then, like, I was going to work. I was going to work on this woman, because foreplay was over. Like, mm-hmm. It's like, you know, and then I got tired, and Mr. Amore was like, oh, all right, well, then I got next. So everybody got covered in that. So that was a highlight for me, because it was like people were tapping out, and then people were tapping in.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you had fun with a single male that was there.
I did, yes.
So he worked out. He did good for himself.
Oh yeah, he was very attractive, and he was good. Except for he kind of had like a little flat affect, so like I didn't know if he was enjoying me or not. I was like, I don't know exactly what was going on. Like, I was having a good time. Like, he was still going, so I thought he was still having a good time. I don't know. It's very hard to tell.
Listen, so I think, see, this is what made me believe he was a good single male. Because he, so you need to know, though. You need to know.
I need some feedback.
Because sometimes I go flat as well. And the reason why I go flat is because I'm focused on making sure you're getting some good-ass dick right now.
Yeah.
And I want to make sure that that's happening. Sometimes that's what's going on in your head. Or sometimes that's what's going on in my head. And I might not be emotionally connected to the experience. But mm-hmm. I'm just like, I'm showing people around that I can put it down, and sometimes he could have been in that mode. All I'm saying is flat affect. Sometimes that's, you know, that happens.
Yeah.
Okay, it's not good for you, though.
No.
You need to know. I mean, what is it that a guy needs to do to give you feedback?
I mean, say something. Like, you can say that you're enjoying yourself, or just how you're responding indicates that you're enjoying yourself.
Okay, so basically, so this is what I'm picturing. So somebody's hitting it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm really enjoying myself, by the way. Yes.
You know what
is that what you're looking for?
Yes, yes, that's what I'm looking for.
That sounds
not
terrible.
Not so many words. I mean, not
I'm
as
really
formal
myself,
as that.
Y'all. This pussy is really good.
You can say that though. You can say this pussy is really good.
All right. No, well, I mean, what are those buzzwords for you? I'm just curious now. Like, what is the good feedback? Because I can tell you what I like to hear, and I heard it a few times that night.
Yeah, this pussy is really good. Oh my God, it feels so good. Like, just that, like, you're overwhelmed by the goodness.
Okay. Because usually when I'm in that mode, I'm like, God damn, girl, shit.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
God. Mm-hmm. Damn, like I'm in pain.
Right. And, like, you don't have to talk a lot. You just don't have to say a lot. But, like, say something.
Okay. So is it always like a verbal expression or does sometimes?
It's not always a verbal expression, but I mean, I don't know how to describe the physical expression, but it's like, I know you're not gonna like this, but it's like that scene from American Gods. Like, it's so good, like you just want to be consumed by the pussy.
Oh, okay. Oh, the Vagina Nebula thing.
Yeah.
All right, people are going to be listening to this like, what the fuck? American Gods, I can't remember what episode it was. They were just...
I think it was the first episode.
It was either the first or the second. It was an early one. But there was this scene where this chick had a vagina that literally swallows its partners.
Yeah.
And that sounds gross, but the way the scene was shot, it was just amazing.
Yeah.
But basically, the guy was verbally worshiping the pussy that he was in before he got sucked
into
it.
That's exactly
what
I want.
Pussy worship.
Pussy worship.
Vagina worship.
Yes.
Okay. So you know there's like a cock worship genre.
Really?
Yes.
But there's not a pussy worship genre?
I don't think so. Well, there could be. I mean, I think it might just be like more like, I guess, female centric porn. There's another way of saying this stuff, but I mean, I think in many porn videos, the guys are worshiping the vagina.
Is that the whole point, right?
I think not all of them. Sometimes they're just beating it up, but yeah. Sometimes, like, you know, but no, I think there's a difference between what you're saying and what they're showing in these porn videos sometimes, because guys are just sort of, they're just trying to take it, whereas you're talking about, like, a guy who's just...
I want you to be mesmerized by my pussy.
Mesmerized by the pussy.
Yeah.
Pussy mesmerization.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Overwhelmed by the pussy.
Yes.
Like, I gotta look overwhelmed. Like,
yes. Yes!
Like, oh my gosh, I cannot believe how good this feels.
Exactly.
Okay. I get it now.
Good.
All right, pussy worship.
Yeah.
I'm going to do a quick search and see if that's a thing.
I mean, it's got to be a thing.
Well, I mean, I agree, but I mean, I'm on the dick worship inside. Like, I like a girl to talk about how good my dick feels.
Well, I mean, like, who doesn't, though? Like, I wouldn't imagine that there's somebody out there that's like, oh, I don't want people to, like, comment on how good I feel. Like who would not want that? Who is that? How would that be undesirable?
No, but that's okay. Yeah, no, that's true. No, I think a lot of people want that. Although I think there's a good and bad way to do it.
Right. Because so it can't be fake. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want, like, anybody listening to the podcast that may happen to run into me and we may play together. Like, don't fake it. Mm-hmm. Like, don't. It has to be genuine.
Yes.
And I can tell when it's genuine.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever had a guy fake worship your pussy? Oh shit, you're thinking about this.
I was like, yeah. I don't think so. I mean, I've definitely had bad experiences where, like, neither of us enjoyed each other.
Ooh. Well, no, I've had those experiences. Yeah. I think most
people.
So
I mean,
have.
You know, that kind of stuff happens.
Yeah. No, I like it. I think that's probably when it comes to dirty talk, that's something that works for me. I'm trying to think if anything else, but that's not really what this episode's about. The point is, yes, you had an enjoyable experience, but that I think that's you'd rather you don't prefer the flat affect.
No.
But you tolerate it.
Yeah. Because the dick was still good.
The dick was still good. Exactly.
And he was attractive. He had a nice body.
Yes. And that's a perfect segue to this episode. But anyway, I just want to wrap up the sticky pages. But I was putting in some serious work.
You were. Like, every time I looked up, you were fucking somebody. I was like, and the Texas couple was like, I don't remember him playing at the getaway. I was like, oh, you didn't? Because like, clearly...
They don't remember me playing at the getaway.
Yeah, well, that much. Don't remember you playing that much.
That is true. They don't remember me playing that much because in their presence, I wasn't playing that much because we were in a different cabin where I was wearing myself out.
Yeah.
Yes, totally makes sense. But now they know and no one's half the battle. Moving on. All right, let's talk about stats, right? So there's attractiveness.
Right. Your physical appearance.
Yes. I like a curvy woman.
Mm-hmm.
I like something has to be big. Like,
she got to have big titties, or she got to have a fat ass.
Yeah, one of those things has to be big.
Okay.
Okay, in order for me to even look twice, mm-hmm. one of them has to be, like, serious, mm-hmm. you know? Maybe not big, but even if you got titties, they perky, they pretty, they just nice. Something has to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, pretty face is important to me.
Yeah.
But not as important if the body is really hot. This is what I'm talking. This
so
is why it's important.
She could be a
butterface. She could be a butterface up to an extent. There is like there are levels to it. Like if you look like Whoopi, I like Whoopi. Don't get me wrong. But like Whoopi's a bad example. Like old Whoopi. Like
when she was Sealy.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Like some of the that's what I mean. Okay. Whoopi don't look that bad. yeah, pair of nice lips, all of that stuff. So there's body, there's face, and all of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, of course, there's like weight is important. So a girl who's too small, like,
like super skinny.
Yeah, super skinny. Doesn't work for me usually. Mm-hmm. But super big doesn't either. Although I feel like you can go more extreme big than extreme skinny with me. Mm-hmm. But some of what makes a person physically attractive to you is, I know height is that. Right.
Yes, height is definitely one of them.
Mm-hmm.
I would say height for guys and girls. Obviously with girls, they can be shorter, but then like when they're like borderline 5 feet, that's a little much. Because then, like, I'm looking at the top of your head, and I can't. I got to bend down. It's too much. so definitely height, physical appearance, like, physical body construction.
Yeah, so let's talk about the body construction. Mm-hmm. Okay, so.
So, I also am not so much on the super skinny side, mm-hmm. like, super slim. Like, you have to have some weight to you.
Right.
I'm not a big girl
mm-hmm.
by any means, but I'm definitely not a small girl.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere in the middle there. And I need to feel like I don't want to feel bigger than you. Like, I need to feel like I'm at least smaller than you.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of my thing.
Right. And would you say that's like your most important attribute when it comes to physical attraction? Is that, like, if you had to rank them, is that like the number one?
I mean, face is really high up there for me. Like, I have to look at you.
Okay.
I have to be able to look at you.
So, ugly dude, 6 foot, handsome dude, 5'6". Which one?
Do they both have a body, or?
Everything else is constant.
How ugly are we talking?
Okay, so. This is important, right?
Yeah,
what are the extremes?
Mm-hmm. This is very important.
All right. So let's see. I don't know. Shownuff from Last Dragon. Is that like absolute ugly? He got black gums.
Yeah. But that's like more caricature-ish.
Yeah, but he still has a face.
He's.
So that's not absolutely. You'd go that ugly. That's not bad. I mean, I wouldn't even call him ugly, but I'm just. I don't know. I'm not. I don't. I can't really tell the difference between
mediocre
ugly and super ugly.
Okay, let's like what's one of them little rappers' names?
Lil Wayne.
That's like borderline. That's not like super ugly. So it's like, okay, so here we go. On the spectrum of ugly, where it's like, and it's like, ooh, and it's like, ain't no way in hell. I would say like Jay-Z, it's not that bad. Just a nose. It's really just a nose.
Okay.
And then you have Lil Wayne. It's just like, he kind of looks like a troll. Like, but, you know, in the right lighting, it might be okay. But I think he's actually too short. Have that little boy, Lil Yachty. So like if he's anywhere from Jay-Z to Lil Wayne, I'm taking the height over the short.
Oh, okay. All right. But if he was any uglier than that, that would supersede his height for you.
Yeah.
Okay. I gotta see this person. Lil Yachty. Ooh, Lord. Jesus.
All right. See, like, I don't know, like, his actual face, or it's just like the hair or the teeth. I don't, it's just
damn.
No.
Like,
it's just
whoa.
No. All kinds of no.
I feel like he could look better. I feel like he could clean up. But okay, this is all right. Well, all right. I got it.
But you got a baseline
got
for what I'm talking about.
All right.
Bad skin. I can't do bad skin.
Like, what's your bad skin? Like, too many pimples or something?
Yeah.
Like Craig Mack from back in the day?
Yeah.
Like that. So high.
Like
body's good. Everything is fine except for that face.
Yeah, that's going to be a problem.
Yeah.
And teeth. And teeth.
And bad teeth. Oh, teeth are definitely... I didn't even think about that. Yeah.
That's critical.
Yo, I can't. Even if you look really good. Mm-hmm. Like, even if everything else is fine, if you missing teeth... that one messed me up. All right. Wow, we spent a lot of time talking about attractiveness. All right.
And... let's keep in mind, folks, it's your body. So you can be as judgmental and picky yes. and preferenced as you want for who is going to enter your body or whose body you're going to enter.
That's right.
So don't be talking about, but everybody is beautiful. And you,
But listen, Lil Wayne, a lot of women are putting that ugliness to the side for that money.
Now, absolutely. Now, women do that all the time.
Now, money isn't a part of the attributes here because in the lifestyle, that would be a little strange in my view anyway.
Yeah.
But anyway, okay, so that's attractiveness. All right, so... So face and height is like your number one when it comes to attraction.
Oh, yes.
Right. Because he could be fat up to an extreme, right? There's an extreme.
Right, yes.
But he could be like, you know, on the heavy side.
Yeah.
Okay. What's like your limit?
Okay. Like if our titties are the same size? No.
That'd be pretty extreme. All right. So let's talk about style. So style, we're talking about like clothes and
hair is important to me.
Yeah. So
on both men and women.
Yeah. Clothing. See, this is why I keep telling people like showing up to the party naked, like you're missing an opportunity to show somebody a good part of yourself.
Oh, yeah.
That is your style. So if you have a sexy piece of lingerie on, it says something about your style.
It does.
You know. But what kind of things does a guy put on in order to
It's not a express? Particular shirt. It's not a particular outfit. You know, it's not like, oh, he has to wear designer or anything like that. It's that it needs to be apparent that he knows how to dress himself. So he knows how his clothes should fit. He knows how to put complimenting things together. He knows how to dress for the occasion. Right? So for where you're going, you know how to dress appropriately like for that. It's those kinds of things. So you don't have to have the best. You don't have to be the most stylish guy in the room. But you do have to demonstrate that style is in your awareness.
Right.
That's the thing. You got to show that you're trying. Like, you're actually trying to be attractive to someone.
Yes. And so style is important in that way. Style isn't as important as other attributes, I think, for me. Physical and personality are stronger. But yeah, just moving on to the personality piece. So having a sense of humor, being able to hold a conversation.
Definitely important.
And then there are like some super personality players that, you know, again, they can make you laugh. They're witty. And they draw you in with their personality. Like their personality is arousing. You know, I think superstars.
Like, be an interesting person.
Yeah. Yeah, an interesting person. You know, I think that, again, with all these things, there are spectrums. Like, you can be, like, the most interesting person in the room. Or, you know, you can just be that person who's sociable and can really hold a conversation and somebody you can really connect to. And then there's the other end of the spectrum where you're just not... You're just not talkative, not sociable. You're just at this place to fuck, and it's clear. But like I said before, and I'll get to this in a second, we might be more willing to tolerate that from some partners than others. So let's talk about... So there are special attributes. So I had this bullet called special attributes because there are these like special qualities people can have. So tattoos and piercings.
Yes.
How do you feel about those?
On men, tattoos, as long as they're not on your face or neck, then I'm like, oh, it's okay, that's cool, whatever. Not really a big deal. Piercings on guys, like if you have your ear pierced or both, cool. Anything beyond that, maybe a nose, maybe feeling a little Tupac-ish. Then I'm like, no, I don't like it.
But it's not something that breaks the bank for you or is a deal breaker. That's what I'm looking for.
I don't think so.
Okay.
But I don't think I've run into a guy with piercings.
I think we ran into somebody who had like a pierced, some pierced, I don't know, it wasn't pierced testicles, but I guess the pierced.
Oh,
something,
yeah.
Something down there was pierced. Yeah. I can't remember who it was, but I remember we talked either. About it. And I can't remember what party it was at either.
Yeah, I don't know.
But I loved pierced nipples.
Mm-hmm.
A pierced clit, I love the way it looks. I'm just thinking it might get in the way, but I've never played with somebody with a pierced clit.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of piercings around the ear. I don't know why. I like when women have that kind of thing going on.
Or like multiples, yeah. Down the, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I like tattoos on a woman's neck, but it's weird. Like, I would never marry a woman with a tattoo on her neck. but women with tattoos on their neck seem really sexy to me. It's like a bad girlish quality. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm like, oh, this bitch is crazy. Mm-hmm. She got a tattoo on her neck. Damn.
Mm-hmm.
I like tattoos on women's thighs.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's nice. Sexy. Tattoos on the butt? No. I don't know why women are doing, unless you're a porn star, I don't know why you're doing that. And even if you are a porn star, I don't know, tattoos on the butt, like, I feel like they should be temporary. Because sometimes you don't want your butt to say anything. Or sometimes you want it to say something else. I feel like the butt is very versatile.
What about tramp stamps?
Tramp stamps are sexy. They're a little bit more common now. I feel like we shouldn't be referring to them that way anymore, but they're sexy.
Lower back tattoos.
I actually like when the tramp stamp goes, like, even higher. Like, I like when it goes to the center of the back and lines the spinal cord. Like, whether it's a dragon or snake, I don't give a fuck what it is, a symbol. I think it's super sexy.
It's a very painful tattoo.
Yeah, so what about tattoos on guys? So you said none on the face, but what about the tattoos that guys be having on their chest and their arms and shit? Does that matter to you?
So it doesn't, with a caveat, because someone that I played with had portraits.
Oh.
On them.
That's right, yeah.
But outside of that, that wasn't doing bad.
Okay.
That was the only time I felt like on a tattoo. Like, I don't know about that.
Portraits.
How I feel about that.
Yeah. But yeah, I think tattoos are kind of cool. I'm not into tattoos covering the whole body. Like,
yeah,
I don't like it when women like cover like their whole arms. Mm-hmm. Cause you know, your arms are nice. I want to see a little something, but whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So people don't know how to dance.
That's more you than
or
me.
People who like to dance. I like, that's one of those special attributes. That's like one of those, like, oh shit, it's like a bonus. Like, it's not like something I expect, but it's a bonus. And smell. So
important.
Yeah.
Various aspects.
A woman who smells, I think it's like pheromones. A woman who smells good, she gets like points. She starts to look better to me. But it goes the other way as well. Like, a woman with, like, cigarette breath.
Yeah, no. Mm-mm.
Can't do it. Yeah, it shaves a few points off.
It shaves a whole, it's a no-go for me.
A no-go? Oh, really?
Yeah.
So he could look like D'Angelo.
Mm-hmm.
He could look like, what's his name, Michael B. Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
If he has cigarette breath.
Like, if I try to kiss him and it's like kissing an ashtray, no, we're not doing it.
It's over. Yeah. Yeah, I remember learning that the hard way. All right. So those are our attributes. So now I'm kind of curious about, like, what kind of combinations would you tolerate? So for me, so just attractiveness, right? So let's say they were on the extreme of attractiveness. I've learned through the lifestyle that if she's super attractive and willing to play, if there was no personality,
mm-hmm.
even if she had a sense of style, but if there was no personality, I wouldn't be able to do it.
Really?
Yeah, I would not be. Because it happened before. Like, I wasn't into this girl. Mm-hmm. She was so sexy, like, very sexy, but the personality wasn't there.
Mm.
And, you know... sometimes that stops me from even wanting to play, but like, if a girl is sexy and shit, she's sexy.
Right.
And she's like, okay, let's play. And if there was no connection there, I have trouble with mm-hmm. that, with people like that.
I mean, there definitely needs to be some kind of connection. There needs to be some. If it's like pulling teeth, trying to talk to you, no. Because I'm like, I'm tired. Like, if I'm the one who has to lead the conversation the entire time, no, it's not happening.
Mm-hmm. But I feel like, so picture this scenario, okay? So we're with a couple, right?
Mm-hmm.
I really like the girl,
mm-hmm.
and you're looking at the guy like, okay, he's fuckable,
mm-hmm.
okay? So now we're in this situation, like, I want to fuck this girl, and you're in a situation where I could fuck this guy, but he doesn't have much personality.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the thing is, what's of benefit to you is that you don't really have to do anything. If he can thrust, if his thrust game is good, you can swallow that. But the problem for me is, if her personality isn't there, if I was in your situation,
right.
I might have problems performing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know that. Yeah. That's what I mean. So I think you can tolerate it a little bit more than I can.
Guess.
And I feel like you have, but maybe I'm wrong.
Mm.
Have you played with a guy who didn't have any personality? I mean, even the guys who were just trying to fuck, there was some personality there.
Mm-hmm. So if you want to be short, everything else has to be on. Everything. You got to have face. You got to have body. You got to have style. You got to have personality. And not only that, the other options around you must be limited.
Okay.
So that's it.
Damn.
So it's context.
Mm-hmm.
It's attractiveness. It's a compatibility.
Oh, yeah. Oh, like, yes. And this is relative to the other people who are
exactly.
available.
Exactly.
Right. That's actually a great point. Great point.
Because if I got other options?
Yeah.
Nah.
And at that hotel social, there were a lot of options.
There were.
We had an experience with a couple who really, I think they wanted to play with us because they kept, I got to think of a name for these couples, and they're probably a lifestyle name, but I'll just call them, like, they remind me of drones.
What?
Because they're just there
mm.
waiting to drop a fucking bomb or something. You know, they're just waiting for a good, the moment to play with you. So they're just hovering. They're following you everywhere.
Yeah, they're surveying yeah. the area. Mm-hmm. They're doing recon missions, yeah. Just waiting for the right opening.
Right. So sometimes these couples, like if you're playing with another couple, they'll just lay next to you and wait.
Mm-hmm.
They're waiting, like, for your guard to go down, for you to finally say, all right, are you ready? Because it's happened before in the lifestyle where, you know, we see a girl, she might have been picky at the beginning, and so she's like, now she's in the group room. Picture this happening. She's in the group room. She's getting pounded. She's feeling it. She's on the brink of an orgasm. Like, this dude is putting in work. And then his dick fails on him out of nowhere. It fails.
No.
And he's like, yo, I'm sorry. And then he backs up. And she's like, what the fuck you mean you saw me? Her legs are open. Pussy's dripping wet. She's like, this has to get done. You know, those hovering couples.
Yeah.
They'd be like, what has to get done? Oh, I'm here. I'd be glad to serve you.
Right.
And then, you know, the girl's like, okay, come on.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
know,
yeah.
Couples of waiting for those moments. Mm-hmm. Got those couples like drones and just waiting.
Mm-hmm.
And they follow you.
Yep.
Right? And so the thing is, when we have these experiences with couples, in my view, it's usually like, you know, no matter what this couple does or no matter what position I'm in, there's no way I'm playing with this couple, right? But when what would they have needed in order for us? What would be the bare minimum they would have needed in order for us to let our guard down and sort of not literally run away from them and leave the club because they're there? That was pretty
besides
harsh.
Besides not being creepy?
Okay. So a couple that's just sort of, if they just laid back and just chilled. See, I think if they had good personalities, we might have considered it.
No.
Oh, no, it was... What if they didn't smoke, though? What if they didn't smoke and they were funny and they made you laugh and they were cute?
That's a whole different person then. but that is no longer the same person.
But that's exactly what I'm talking about. If we switch their personalities out for someone else, even though we weren't that physically attracted to this couple, if they had an attractive personality, we would have considered playing with them. They look the same now. Same clothes, same everything. They're not smokers. I took that out, too. But same clothes, same look, same style, but their personalities. The guy made you laugh. He made you feel good.
Were they still creepy?
No. No, that's another personality characteristic.
Oh, maybe.
Because he was tall, right?
Yeah,
he was taller. I would have definitely played with her if they had a decent personality. I would have definitely played with her. Willingly. Gladly. And was she attractive? No, but if she had an attractive personality, if she made me laugh, I would have found something. I would have gotten aroused by her.
It would have taken a lot for me.
Yeah. Was he really that unattractive?
You can look him up. I mean, maybe it's just imprinted in my brain.
I feel like that's what's going on here. But it just goes to say that it just goes to show that personality is everything, or is a lot. But there are these other things one needs to consider. Now, why this is important for our listeners. Now, we're clearly just talking about this from our perspective and the things that we like. But when it comes to us saying, you know, try, not everybody's going to be able to go to the gym and get a six pack. You don't have to. Now, the thing is, if you do get a six pack, that is going to increase that attribute and that's going to make you more valuable, right, in the lifestyle. Unfortunately, it's very shallow. But, you know, if your body isn't up to par, just know you can always style it up. So I know in the lifestyle we've run into women whose bodies weren't that good. I know I have. They're not like super in shape, but they wore the shit out of some lingerie and they were definitely getting some attention.
You gotta know what works for you.
Right. So if you got style, work that style. If you don't got style and you're not that physically attractive, just in the grand scheme of things, I think that that's true. I don't think it's true that it'll be rough. It's just that it's not going to be as easy for you.
Yeah.
So it's...
It's rough.
Nah, man. Because it's not rough if you got a dynamic personality. Then it's fine. Mm-hmm. You're good.
Personality can make up for a lot. It can't make up for everything.
For you. There are certain things it can't make up for.
Yeah. But it can. It can bridge a gap.
Right. So, I wasn't going to ask this question, but now I have to.
Oh.
So, let's say attractiveness was on point, right?
Yes.
Bad. Handsome looking guy. His style, tight.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Personality. Makes you laugh. I mean, he got a nice voice. He makes your pussy wet when he's talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And he has some special attributes. He has some very sexy tattoos. No portrait tattoos, though. He smells good.
Mm-hmm.
He smells like man's man's man.
Mm-hmm.
And he's dark skinned too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I know they have a skin tone preference, but okay.
So now you're like, yeah.
Actually, you can't be really pale. That's weird, which is maybe a problem.
For me, you can be pale. You can be pale for MILFs in particular. The paler, the better. For some reason, don't know. Anyway, so he has all those things, and now you're like, yo, we gonna play.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's playtime. You in the playroom, ready for playtime? Pulls his pants down. Micro penis.
Nope. Not gonna do it. Mm-mm. Nope. Sorry.
So, all right. So for me, if a girl had all the attributes, I took her pants down and I start smelling tuna.
Mm-hmm. No, sir.
I'm just going to
hold
my nose.
No, sir.
I'm playing. If it smells like tuna and looks like cottage cheese.
Oh, hell no. Mm-mm.
It's over.
Done.
No, but I think what we're talking about has a lot to do with, like, the vanilla dating world. Like, not everybody, like, you gotta use your weapons of disposal, okay? You know, if you're pretty, unfortunately, without a personality, you still get it.
Yeah.
You still get the attention. Just like guys I know who got no personality, but, like, they look good. They got dreads, they light skin, you know? And they just walk up in the party and immediately they got a girl already. Mm-hmm. Like, you know those guys.
Yeah.
But they're guys I know unattractive, but yo, they learned how to dance salsa and merengue. Mm-hmm. They learned how to speak another language. And they can charm a chick's pants off. Mm-hmm. Like, she will never notice him walk in a bar, but soon as he opens his mouth, he got her.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Fix the things you can. Like,
fix the things you can.
You may not be able to fix your height, mm-hmm. but you can work on your personality, mm-hmm. work on your interpersonal skills. Mm-hmm. You can work on your sense of style. You know, those are things that you can definitely look at enhancing if you feel like, you know, hey, what? Like, I'm 5'5", so the bell is never going to play with me? Probably not. But if you, but there are things that you can do that can make you definitely more attractive.
So I recommend watching Queer Eye on Netflix.
Yeah, it's good.
If guys are having a hard time with style, watch Netflix, mm-hmm. Queer Eye. I never thought I'd like that show, but now I fucking like the show. It's weird. It gave me some pointers, man. About, you know, fixing up your crib, but, you know, about just simple things you can do based on your body type.
Yeah.
One thing about Queer Eye, they're never trying to change body types. They're just like, okay, listen, all right, so you're fat and short. This is the shit you need to wear. All right, you're tall and skinny as fuck. This is the shit you need to wear. And they always end up looking good.
Yeah.
So, yo, get it together.
Mm-hmm.
I don't,
And you've done, like, you've read a lot of stuff about, like, how to talk to people and
Yes.
I mean, you were charming before then, but...
No, Dale Carnegie's book, it was titled...
How to Win Friends and Influence People.
Yes, thank you. That book, thank you. That book, everybody needs to read that book. It's like the baseline of charm.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. All right. I think that's all I wanted to say about the topic today. Some upcoming events we got going on. So, yeah, we went to a party recently, and I think we talked about it, but that party was off the chain. We didn't quite talk about that party, did we? I don't think we talked about that party on this podcast.
We didn't?
Nah. We met a sexy-ass couple that night. Chick was wearing hot pink. No, we did not talk about that party. You don't remember that chick wearing hot pink?
Yes. Okay.
And they
look. No, it was a whole lot that went down at that party. First of all, and that was like one of the last things.
Yeah. Yeah, that was one of the last things we experienced. They had to leave, and we were like, "Oh, well, no, we weren't playing that night anyway."
Yeah, we weren't playing.
But yeah, we met them. So that was good. That was mm-hmm. a good part of that night. We met a couple of couples actually.
Yeah, we did.
We
met a brand new couple and they were cute.
Yeah.
They were cute, but they were like
was this?
A few weeks.
Yeah. Oh, this was the interracial couple. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They were good, but they were a newer couple and were somewhat.
And there's nothing necessarily wrong with new couples, but there's just some things that, like, we try to avoid to not have to do a lot of work or, mm-hmm. like, just have situations happen. So, first of all, they were very new. They were only a couple of weeks into the lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't married,
mm-hmm.
And they didn't live together.
Mm-hmm.
And they hadn't been together that long.
Right.
They had been together maybe less than a year.
it wasn't that long.
Yeah. So all of those things, like the length of their relationship, the fact that they don't live together, the fact that they aren't married, and that they're very new to the lifestyle are all kind of red flags for us. Mm-hmm.
We didn't even talk about the couple attributes. Damn. Yeah.
Yeah. So true. All of those things were red flags for us. So we were like, y'all are cute. Mm-hmm. If we see you around, maybe.
Yeah. But we weren't. We don't tend to pursue couples who are not, who haven't been together that long. I think that's really important for us. If we're going to consider going out with you alone.
Oh, yeah.
We have a strong preference for married couples, or at least couples that are, you know, cohabitating and who have been together for a long time or just have a bond. Mm-hmm. 'Cause it's a comfort thing for me. It's not even like I'm worried about like drama popping off. That's not really what I'm concerned about. It's just if they're not as secure in my eyes, it's hard to be secure with them, mm-hmm. if that makes sense. So
that was one couple we met. And then we met a really, like, the girl was gorgeous. And the dude was, he was okay enough.
Yeah.
Like, he had a good personality.
He was tall.
He wasn't that tall.
But he was tall enough.
He was tall enough.
Which is rare, apparently.
Yeah.
In the lifestyle. I don't know what's going on.
I don't know what's going on. I was attracted to him. Mm-hmm. And even in the short time we talked, he had a good personality.
And he touched your ass.
And he felt on my booty. So that already let me know. See, like, you gotta send these signals.
Yeah.
You gotta send these signals.
But look.
Gentle touch.
But we talked
about this last episode, huh?
But see, what if the hovering couple, right? The mm-hmm. the drone couple.
Mm-hmm.
What if he touched your ass?
No.
Right? Because he wasn't as attractive, right?
Right.
So it's like all these elements. So he was attractive enough, right? He wasn't like, you spin your head around like, oh my God, I want to fuck him. But not only that, you know, his partner was attractive, but just in the way he communicated with you and the way the all four of us were communicating,
mm-hmm.
it was like okay for him to just
mm-hmm.
communicate that.
Right.
Right. And it just worked in that moment, and it just boosted his mm-hmm. value mm-hmm. up a notch.
Because we were all, like, you know, standing in a little circle, kind of.
Yeah.
And he brought me in. So he brought me closer to
mm-hmm.
him.
Mm-hmm.
So there are those nonverbal mm-hmm. Cues and behaviors that can really signal to someone and can boost your attractiveness
mm-hmm.
and can signal to someone, okay, you know, this mm-hmm. is what's going on, right? Mm-hmm. Like, okay, now I know that you're, at least now I know you're attracted to me, right? Whether or not I'm attracted to you, I at least know at this point that you're attracted to me, and that then gives me an opportunity to make a determination
mm-hmm.
on whether or not I would be interested in playing with you. Instead of being in the land of confusion, sitting up here like, well, now, do I keep talking? Like, do I move closer? Like, I don't have that.
Yeah. So, land of confusion. Yeah,
yes.
We don't like to be there.
No.
So, So when we saw that, so that was the tail end of the night, but we had clearly noticed her, or I had
noticed her. Oh, I saw her when she came in.
When she came in. So she was a very eye-catching woman. But that is not why I went over there a second time.
Oh.
Because what she did, and it wasn't just that she was attractive, but it's something she had did while she was on, like, I was on the dance floor. Because I was on the dance floor, and I was dancing by myself. Mm-hmm. Like, I was dancing with somebody else. They might have got tired and left, and I don't care. Like, when the music is good, and I'm in my mode, and I got the energy, like, I'm just going to keep on going.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm dancing. Now, this girl comes in with, like, a group of people. I don't know who they are. And so I'm just dancing, but she separates herself from the group. I felt like I was back in undergrad, because that's what it felt like. And like, I'm like, I was just doing my own thing, and she ended up in front of me, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I got like flashbacks of I was in undergrad, and like when a girl is dancing in front of you, like, or when, in my experience anyway, I'd have two things to think about. Like, okay, this girl's attractive, but I don't know if she's just dancing here or she wants me to do something. Like, right. I don't know. And I don't want to feel like thirst.
Right.
And I don't know if a man's around. Like, I don't know if it's okay. I don't know anything. So I was in this awkward position where I was like just kind of dancing and I was trying to do my thing, but she kept getting closer to the point where I couldn't continue doing my thing without touching her.
Right.
And so I like go up to her and whisper something like, hey, how you doing? And so I grab her and she looked back at me and then she starts smiling and I'm like, oh, okay, I could dance with her. Because I don't know. I don't ask people if they want to dance
because
usually they don't. You just need to get them moving.
Right.
So she's like smiling and she's like, and I'm like, I start dancing with her and just to tease her, I'm like, so is it okay if I dance with you? Like while we're already in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then she starts giggling. And then she's just having a good time. She's smiling. She's backing it up.
Mm-hmm.
And she just didn't seem like she had heels on and shit. Like she just didn't seem like somebody who came to dance. She seemed like somebody who came to just, what's that word? Pose.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But she wasn't posing.
Yeah.
She was dancing. She was getting it in to the point where her friends actually had to pull her away. And that's why I walked up to her the second time.
Oh, okay.
She had personality. She came for a good time. And she wasn't wearing no goddamn panties.
Nope, she sure wasn't.
She was not wearing panties. Short-ass dress. And so that was...
talk about what else happened at that party, but I'm
what,
we're over time.
Wait, what happened? What happened at the party?
With the black couple? The with the lesbian wife?
Oh,
yeah. How do you keep forgetting that this happened? This is a very significant event to me.
Yeah.
So what was the first thing that went wrong?
So you made your rules clear.
Yes.
We wanted to play with this couple.
Yes, we were making arrangements. We were like, okay, like, you know, let's, in like tonight, like let's meet up, let's make this happen.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all cool, y'all sexy.
Which is so rare.
He was tall, he was attractive, he was stylish.
He was dark skinned too.
Dark skinned. He had more than enough personality. And he was interested. He was definitely interested. And so because we were, you know, gonna make that transition, you know, we're laying out our rules. And so one of my key rules is I do play with girls. I absolutely enjoy playing with other women, but I do not eat pussy. I don't like eating pussy. I have no desire to eat pussy. I did try it. It's not for me. Like, when I look at a woman that I'm attracted to, like, I'll think, oh, I really want to touch her titties. Or I want to rub on her booty. Or, like, her mouth just looks so sexy. I want to kiss her.
Mm-hmm.
Never crosses my mind that I want to eat her pussy. Never.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't happen.
Yep.
No desire whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
So I made that clear.
Mm-hmm.
It's very clear about that up front.
Mm-hmm.
Just want to let everybody know, don't eat pussy. Not gonna happen. Not gonna happen. So I think after that it was like, well, the girl was like, oh
yeah,
well, like, I kind of like that in my play. And I was like, oh, okay, well,
that was, which was fine.
Which was fine. I was like, well, that's, you know, that's not something that I'm interested
in. And she told me she did not desire to have another penis inside of her.
Yeah.
Which was fine. So, you know, we're sort of mulling over this, but that was fine. Nothing went wrong at this point.
No.
But then you got on the dance floor.
Yeah, so then we got on the dance floor. I think they were already on the dance floor.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I saw them. They were dancing. And I was like, oh, okay. You went to dance with somebody else. You didn't go dance with her.
No, I didn't. No.
So I was like, oh, okay, I'll go dance with him. And then he was like, oh, no. Like, you have to dance with my wife. And I was like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So then I go to dance with her. And then she's like, oh, no. Like, I can't. If you're not going to eat my pussy, like, if we're not going to really play, uh-huh, I can't dance with you. And I was just like,
wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then I think he came over to be like, no, you know.
Yeah.
And so then I was like, you know what? I'm going to remove myself from this situation because this is some fucked up shit that I don't, I'm not interested in.
See, I feel like you guys were dancing okay for like a moment. Like you and her, I feel like I saw y'all dancing for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't know if she tried to, tried to do some fancy move where her face was at the same level as your crotch. I don't know. I thought I saw something like that, and then she freaked out, but maybe I'm just remembering that wrong.
Yeah, I don't remember.
You guys weren't dancing at all?
No.
Oh,
like
as soon as I
walked up to her, she was like, nah.
Okay, yes. Okay, and oh, man, I didn't realize that's what happened. Okay. Yeah. So then what happened when you talked to the guy again? I think there was something.
So then I went to go dance with somebody else. And was like, I don't know what's going on there. It's really weird, blah, blah, blah. And then I don't know what happened, but she ends up leaving the dance floor.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's still standing there. Or I don't know if he went to go talk to her and then came back. And then so we were getting ready to go. And he comes up to me and he's like, you know, like, we really like y'all. We really want, you know, to make something happen. And I was like, yeah, but, you know, clearly she wants me to eat her out. And I'm not really into that. So I don't think it's going to work out for us.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, well, just tell her you will. Just say you'll eat her pussy. or like you'll think about it. And I'm sitting there like, excuse me? I was like, no. I was like, not. I ain't gonna lie. Why? Why? Why am I going to lie? Why am I going to lie on myself? Why am I going to lie on my mouth? No. What? Why? And then, first of all, remember, I like pussy worship, right? I like for men to worship my pussy and be mesmerized by it. And then this Negro had the nerve, the audacity to say to me, well, if you don't, then you'll miss out on me. Excuse me, sir? I'll miss out on you? Never in my life.
Yeah.
Never in my life. There is no dick out. First of all, I have a dick at home. So I ain't missing out on no dick whatsoever. Ever. And I've had plenty of other dicks, which I could probably guarantee are better than yours. Thirdly, clearly you don't know about this pussy. At all. That you had the audacity to say I was missing out on you.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, at that point we promptly left.
Here was an example of somebody who had personality.
Yes.
They looked good.
Mm-hmm.
Style.
Yes, very much so.
And there was this special thing.
Oh yes.
That just now I don't even know if we run into this couple again. We should probably walk in the other direction. But that shot, like, that broke everything. Like,
everything.
That just passed. Yes.
And he had the nerve to reach out to you.
Yeah.
To be like, hey, did you lose my number? Like, were you not there? Like, do you not know what occurred?
Yeah.
It's just not that serious.
Mm-mm.
That I need to lie to your wife so that we can sleep together? No. Come on now.
Yeah. We are way past that shit.
Right.
Yeah. So. All right. That was good. I'm glad we told that story. All right. Okay. So anyway, the next thing we're doing, I think next week we're going to a cabin getaway.
Yes.
So this one isn't actually sponsored by Amore Getaways.
Nah.
Amore Getaways has their, I think they have one happening at the very same time. But we're going to this one. We had committed to going this one a while ago before Amore Getaways planned theirs. And so this one will be different. I'll just say that this one will be different in the sense that we will be true minorities at this one.
Oh, yes.
So this one is predominantly white couples.
Yes.
They're going to be, I'm assuming.
There is one other black couple and two other interracial couples.
Oh, okay. You clearly counted.
Oh, yes.
Okay. So So this isn't, so being in that situation in general isn't new to us.
In the lifestyle it is.
Well, no, in the lifestyle we've gone to plenty of places that were predominantly white, I think. Haven't we? No?
No.
Yes, we have. Well, yes, we have.
But there's still been a fairly large group of black people present.
So we're going to be true minorities at this one. Mm-hmm. So
there's nothing wrong with that. I am absolutely anxious about it, though.
What is it that you're anxious about?
About white people.
you're anxious that there's going to be a microaggression or a racially charged statement made.
Yes.
Yeah, because the hosts, are a couple we like. We like we like the hosts that are throwing it. When we are in environments where we're the only black couple, like I said before, right, when I talked about, like, finding your tribe, again, you know, we've been in situations where we've been the only black couple, and it's been a great experience. It's been fun. Not in the lifestyle, no, not yet. But there's occasions where, you know, something can happen that's just racially ambiguous. Mm-hmm. And that can lead for an awkward moment. But I'm actually expecting to have a good time at this cabin getaway.
I'm not expecting not to have a good time. I just know that I won't be able to be fully comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Fully comfortable because you're essentially fully comfortable because there'll be a clear cultural difference.
Right. Like, I'm not expecting to walk in and everybody be like, nigga, nigga, nigga. Like, you know, I know that's not the case, but I definitely expect some microaggressions and probably somebody touching my hair or, you know, doing crazy shit like that. Oh, why do you have a scarf on? Like, you know, just...
Oh, stuff. Yeah. Stuff. But again, I think it's more cultural competency stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the stuff. That stuff.
Like people being culturally incompetent? Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well...
But the cabin is gorgeous. It's on a hill, and there's a pool and a hot tub. Well, I think there's two pools and a hot tub, and like just beautiful landscape, very secluded, which could also be a problem, but you know, people can't go nowhere,
right?
If some real stupid shit pop off. But yeah. I'm still looking forward to it, just a little apprehensive.
Right. Which I think in some ways you'd have, in some ways that is the burden of blackness in America. Mm-hmm. Like you have to, you can't walk into these situations without being vigilant. It can put you in some pretty, unfortunate positions, but it's important. I also think to not be hyper vigilant, cause that could also get you in trouble. all right. So anyway, I'm going to go ahead and end this episode. We will see you in the next one.